The time is now.
Right now.
The time is now. The time is now.
Right now.
The time is now.
Right now.
The time is now.
The time is now.
Right now.
The time is now.
Right now.
The time is now.
Right now.
The time is now. The time is now.
I'm going to go out there. I'm going to take the home. Let them know, like, this is my cage. This is where I belong. Planning to be a champion, one of the best to ever live. And to do that, you got to take risks. You got to be able to. Gotta be able to answer the phone whenever it rings.
Follow after, that's how you'll be happy. I know from experience. Been working hard, but don't take it too serious. No stressing out, I run on with no periods. Wasted potential, I see, made me furious.
The time is now.
Right now.
The time is now.
Right now.
The time is now.
The time is now.
Right now. The time is now.
Right now.
The time is now.
The time is now.
Right now.
The time is now.
Right now.
The time is now.
The time is now.
Right now.
The time is now.
Right now.
The time is now.
This is With an Ohio Bias, a podcast for real fans with D and Jake. And we are so glad to be joined by Demonte Django Robinson, who is fighting at the Iron Tiger Fight Series in Bell Fountain, Ohio, this Saturday night. Demonte, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks for having me out here, man. I appreciate it.
Demonte, let's get to the biggest question. You're taking this fight on 1 week's notice, IT Fight Series 71. You are the main event, though. That might have a big reason why you decided to do it. But tell our listeners why you decided to take this fight on short notice.
I decided to take this fight on short notice because I'm planning to be a champion, one of the best to ever live. And to do that, you got to take risks. You got to be able to answer the phone whenever it rings.
You talk about taking risks. Now, we know you've had an undefeated amateur career. Now, in your two fights, you beat Michael De La Vega by TKO over in Indiana. And then you had what Bluegrass MMA, and shout out to Bluegrass MMA, they had you nominated for a KO of the year in your fight that you were able to elude the submission and finish with some vicious ground and pound. What are you bringing to this fight, and what do you know about your opponent for this one?
Don't know too much about him. But I do know that he did fight one of my teammates back before he was actually on the team. It was his first fight, and he took it to the third round. So that's all I really know about him. And what I bring to this fight is, other than the full confidence of having my team and training behind me, vicious stand-up, great ground and pound, and so a man who's been working on his jiu-jitsu for the past few months. So I've planning to come into this fight all well-rounded.
Coming into this fight, any issues with weight? We know that this fight is going to be at lightweight. Have you ever had any issues with weight, and do you anticipate any issues for this fight?
Never really had any issues with my weight, but I do not believe I will have any issues. I took the fight weighing probably 175-ish, 180, and I'm already down there, man. I've been cutting off the weight, getting ready for this as soon as I heard about it, and I'm ready to go. There's nothing that's going to stop me from getting out here this Saturday.
Well, you talk about nothing stopping you. Let's talk about your team. You're down there training in Canton with the Mayans fight team. Talk about how you living by that motto, stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
That motto right there is the reason why I'm able to take this fight. Because we train all year round, we don't fight and then take a few months off and then get back in and train right before a fight. We train all the time. Right after a fight, we're right back in the gym. So with that being said, that's why I'm able to even take this fight right here, because I'm not just jumping off the couch. I'm just cutting down. That's all it is. I'm have all the same skills I would have at any other time. So I'm completely confident and ready for this fight.
Well, everybody loves that, especially those fight promoters out there. So make sure you got Demonte Robinson's number in your phone book, all those fight promoters around the country. We're so happy to have Demonte Robinson on, talking about the Iron Tiger Fight Series 71 in Bell Fountain Saturday night. Demonte, tell people who might not have seen you fight, you know, describe your style, or just tell people what they can expect if they see you fight, especially coming up Saturday night.
I'm going to go out there, I'm going to take the home, let them know, like, this is my cage, this is where I belong, and I'm going to throw hands. My stand-up has grown a humongous amount since I started, and when I get out there, I'm more than happy to throw hands with you. And if I, for some reason, I feel like he's getting off more than I'm taking, then I'm glad to take you down, show you some ground and pound. And after I do that, I'm going to work my way to a submission.
Well, we know you're comfortable on the ground and getting pressed up against the cage and vice versa with your wrestling background, being one of the stars there at Temkin, historic program there. Tell us about something in your personal history, though, that has helped you become successful and keeps you motivated if you go through a little bit of adversity or you have to go deep into the big rounds of a main event fight.
The thing that's really kept me motivated was it actually happened when I started wrestling for Temkin. My first year there, I was going up against a guy, against a stud. I mean, he was a really good guy. And my coaches, they came to me before the match, and they were just like, hey, man, like, don't be upset if you don't win this, because there's a good chance that you won't, because he's placed 3-4 times in state. And, you know, I mean, that's discouraging. And everyone on the team was kind of saying the same thing to me, like, oh, I don't feel too bad when you lose. And I went out there, and I beat him. And everyone who, most of the kids on the wrestling team, and especially the coaches, like, they've been in the wrestling world their entire lives. And it was my first year wrestling, and I went out there, and I proved them wrong. And that's when it hit me, like, if someone who's been doing this for years and years on end is already expecting an outcome and they're able to prove them wrong, then people can't tell you anything about anything in life. People are going to tell you that you can't make it, that you can't do it, that they probably don't want to see you do it. And what you got to do is you got to prove them wrong. You got to go out there and show them that you can do it and that you will do it.
We're so happy to be joined by Damonte Django Robinson, and let's get to that part of it, Damonte. Tell us how you got the nickname and that origin story behind that, please.
The nickname, it's funny because when I first started and I even found out I was going to fight, I was gung-ho about getting a nickname. I was super excited about it. I was super focused on that. Like, oh, yeah, I want a nickname. And we sat and we were thinking, and we came up with all kinds of nicknames. For example, because I used to tutor kids, I wanted to be the tutor. And one of my teammates was like, oh, he's super long. He could be the ligament. And the nickname Django honestly just kind of came out of nowhere. And we were getting ready for one of my fights, getting ready for my first fight. And I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Django. but that's where he got it from, because like once he was able to get freed, and he was just a workhorse, he worked to perfect his craft once he was free, and he became the best at what he was in. So that's where the name came from. I found this by chance, and I've been perfecting the craft ever since.
All right, Raw Talent Unchained in the cage coming Saturday night in Bell Fountain, Ohio. The IT Fight Series 71, Alliance MMA. Damonte, go ahead, thank the sponsors and any shout-outs that you might have for the people out there.
I want to give a shout-out to, obviously, the team. I'm super thankful for my team. They helped me come a long way. I want to give a shout-out to the friends and family who have supported me the entire way. And I want to thank all my sponsors for all the help. Fight Doctors, Toast Products, War Tape, Altercation, and anyone else out there who's been helping me out. I just want to thank all of you guys for the support and motivation that you guys give to me every day.
And Damonte, give people, how can they follow you on Twitter, Instagram, whatever you got, Facebook, whatever you got out there personally, people can follow your career.
For all of you, for everyone who's on the social media, if you get on Facebook, you can look up my professional fighter page, Damonte Django Robinson. If you guys have Instagram, I'm on there as Django the Mayan. And if you have Twitter, I believe I'm on there as Django the Mayan again. So you guys go out there and follow me, and I follow back. So I appreciate all the support, guys.
All right, and we thank you for giving us a quick interview. We know you got to get right back at it training and cutting that weight, so we hope that you're successful here coming up Saturday night, man. Good luck with your fight.
All right, thanks, man.